overall.
我们常常用我们自己来看教会。
A lot of times we view the church through our own individual perspectives.
我们要从我们要看主耶稣是如何来看教会。
We need to see our church through the eyes of Jesus.
我们请看启示录第三章。
Let's look at Revelation chapter 3.
启示录第三章十四节
Verse 14 Revelations 3:14
十四节你要写信给老底家教会的使者说那为阿们为诚信真实见证的在神创造万物之上的严守的说
To the angel of the church in Laodicea write These are the words of the Amen The faithful and true witness The ruler of God's creation
十五节，我知道你的行为，你也不冷也不热，我巴不得你或冷或热。
I know your deeds, that you're neither cold nor hot. I wish you were either one or the other.
十六节，你既如温水，也不冷也不热，所以我必从我口中把你吐出去。
Verse 16, so because you are lukewarm, neither hot nor cold, I'm about to spit you out of my mouth.
这老底家教会是一个有很好的外表的一个教会。
Church in Laodicea has a very good appearance on the outside.
但是从主耶稣来看，他们却缺少了这属灵的力量。
But through the eyes of Jesus, they lack spiritual power.
从十四节主耶稣的自我的宣告，让我们知道主耶稣他知道一切。
From verse 14, Jesus introduces himself that we know that Jesus watches over everything.
十四节主耶稣说。他就是那被称为阿们的。
Here Jesus says, "I am the Amen."
主耶稣他就是那个很真实存在的神。
He is really the true, veritable, and trustworthy God.
他的全能是不改变的。
His authority is unquestionable.
他的美好是不改变的。
His wonderful works never change.
那这里说他是那个诚信真实的见证。
He is that true witness, faithful witness.
他是守信用的，他持守他的应许。
He is faithful in keeping his promises.
所以保罗说，神的应许无论有多少，在主耶稣基督里头都是阿们，都是肯定的。
And so Paul says that no matter how many promises are in the Lord, they are all amen in Christ.
从这里的介绍也知道，主耶稣就是那一位创造万物的神。
And so we know that Jesus Christ from this verse is that who created us.
主耶稣基督就是那一位永恒的神。
He is the one who is everlasting.
我们人常常只是看到外表，看到外在的成功。
As humans, we always look only in the appearance, the successes.
但是主耶稣他却看到里面，他也看到将来。
But Jesus sees into our hearts and also sees into the future.
主耶稣知道将来如果继续这样下去，这个教会它的走向是怎样。
If the church continues in this way, Jesus knows that the end will be destruction.
在华丽的这个外表来看呢、也是充满着很多的活动，很多非常的忙碌。
On the appearance, it seems that there's a lot of wonderful splendor and lively activity.
但是实质上，主耶稣知道他们缺少对神的热切。
But Jesus knows that in the hearts of these people, they lack the zeal toward God.
主耶稣知道他们缺少对人的灵魂的热切。
They also lack the zeal.To win the souls of others.
在他们的生活里头，只是有一些例行的信仰的活动。
In their daily lives, there's only superficial routine examples of their faith.
是的，这本来也是没有错的。信仰本来就是一个经常性的事情。
Of course, faith is a repeat of routine activities.
我们实在也不用。常常要花很多心思去怎么去创新。
So, yes, we don't need to spend a lot of creative thinking in order to change our religious routines.
啊，其实最重要的是里头有没有生命。
But the most important thing is whether or not we have life in our hearts.
这些例行的宗教的信仰的活动里头，啊，它可以是有生命的，也可以是没有生命的。
We can have a lot of abundant religious activities, but does it have real life in them?
哦，如果有生命的话，它一定会有生命的力量，有生命的现象。
If there is true life, there is growth, and there is signs of visible wonders.
以色列人进迦南地，第一个要攻克的城是耶利哥城。
When the Israelites entered Canaan for the first time, the first city they had to conquer was the city of Jericho.
神要以色列百姓去绕耶利哥城。
God wanted the Israelites to circle Jericho.
每一天绕一次。
Once every single day.
第七天绕七次。
But seven times on the seventh day.
哦，那最后一次听到脚声的时候，百姓要呼喊。
And then on the very last day, once they hear the blow of the trumpet, they have to shout and cry out loud.
我们想想看，如果我们是以色列人当中的一个人，
if we were one of those Israelites marching around the city,
啊，第一天我们跟着队伍绕城。
On the very first day, we just follow the crowd.
啊，第二天还是要做这件事情。
The second day, we do the same thing.
第三天还是做同样的事情。
And the third day, we do exactly the same thing.
啊，我们会说这么单调，这么无聊。
We would say this is a boring routine.
哦，那他们在这个队伍的行进当中，他们也不能够讲话。
And it was difficult because when they're moving, marching around, they were not allowed to speak even one word.
哦，这个是真的是很例行的一个事情。Routine.
It was a very routine event.
哦，常常我们会觉得不活泼，就是因为觉得说他总是很单调的。缓护的这样子做。
A lot of times we lack life because we feel that it's very boring routine.
哦，但是我们却发现说这里头有生命。
But now we discover there is life in this routine.
我们发现说这里头有神的同在。
Because God is abiding with them.
哦，所以照着神给他们的应许，耶利哥城的城墙倒了。
And so in accordance with God's promise, the walls of Jericho fell.
所以问题不是在于说他是很例行的事情。
And so the problem does not lie with routine.
而在于说它里头有没有生命。
But whether or not there is life.
哦，所以对一个教会来讲，也是，是不是在主耶稣在神的面前，它是富足的。
And so for a church to be rich toward God.
那这个老底家教会，他们对永恒的真理啊，也是。像温水一样。
We can look at the Church of Laodicea, who was actually lukewarm in their faith.
在我们的信仰生活里头，我们也常常会落入啊这样的一个境地。
Quite often in our faith, we might fall into a lukewarm state.
我们失去了那个问自己我当如何的那一种积极的态度。
And so we lose that zeal, this passion to ask ourselves what we can do to serve God.
请看《使徒行传》第二章。
Let's look at Acts chapter 2.
使徒行传第二章三十七节。
Verse 37, Acts 2:37.
三十七节，众人听见这话，就觉得扎心，对彼得和其余的使徒说：“弟兄们，我们当怎样行？”
Acts 2:37. When the people heard this, they were cut to the heart and said to Peter and the other apostles, "Brothers, what shall we do?"
哇，这个就是一种热切。所表现出来的一个积极的态度。
And this is the result of their heart being stirred up by God.
这些人问彼得说：“弟兄们，我们当怎样行？”
They ask, brothers, what shall we do?
我们再看一个例子，《使徒行传》二十二章。
We can look at another example, Acts chapter 22.
使徒行传二十二章。第十节
Verse 10.
第十节，保罗说：“主啊，我当做什么？”主说：“起来，进大马色去，在那里，要将所派你做的一切事告诉你。”
Acts 22:10. What should I do, Lord? I asked. Get up, the Lord said, and go into Damascus. There you'll be told all that you have been assigned to do.
这里说到保罗的热切，他说：“主啊，我当做什么？”
So we can see the fervency of Paul here. He said to the Lord, "What shall I do?"
啊，是的，我们在崇拜、敬拜神的这些活动都是很例行的。
Yeah, many of the things that we do in this activities are very routine in church.
啊，在例行的这些事情里头，不等于说他就没有生命。
Doesn't mean that our routine activities have no life.
啊，有没有生命，常常跟我们自己有关系。
Whether or not there is life has to do with our hearts.
啊，我们只是来了就走了。
Do we just come and then leave?
啊，我们是不是能够像保罗他们这样很积极的来问说，我当做什么？
Or do we pursue aggressively and say, is there anything we can do for Lord?
啊，在这里主耶稣表示了他一个，表达了他一个他的一个很大的这种失望。
And so in Revelations we see that God is very disappointed.
他用这个你们像温水是不冷不热这样来表达。
Jesus used the word lukewarm to describe the state, the sad state of their spirit.
这个对老底家那个地方的信徒啊，他们是很清楚的，很清楚的知道主耶稣的感觉是怎样。
So this is clearly communicated to the members of Laodicea exactly how Jesus felt about the state of their faith.
这座城市非常好，但是有一个很大的弱点。
And this church and this city is very wonderful, but it had a great weakness.
他们缺少这个水源。
They didn't have water, a source of water.
所以他们必须要从别的地方引水进来。
The city actually did not have a source of water. They had to import water from somewhere else.
甚至从六迈以外的地方引水进来。
So actually, they have to import water from as far as 6 miles away for the city of Laodicea.
但那个地方是那个泉源是热的热泉。
And so from the place that they had imported water is actually from a warm fountain.
Hot spring.
Hot spring.
那在引进来的那个过程当中啊，他没有继续，没有办法继续来保持那个热度。
And so when they import that water, the heat is lost during the transfer.
哦，他们，这是他们一个技术上一个没有办法突破的困难。
This is something technically they cannot fix.
那个水很奇怪，热的时候它是可以喝，很好喝。
And it's very strange. While the water is very hot during the hot spring, it's safe to drink.
哦，如果变成温的，喝起来甚至会让人会呕吐。
But when it becomes lukewarm, it's actually will make people throw up, vomit when they drink it.
哦，所以他这个老底家教会在主耶稣的感觉上是这个样子。
And so this is what Jesus is referring to is the faith of these members were lukewarm.
哦，所以主耶稣说：“我必从我的口中把你吐出去。”
And so Jesus said, "I will spit out this lukewarm water."
那后来老底家这个城市啊，它没落了，就是因为这个困难，它没有办法突破。
So the city of Laodicea later on fell into disrepair because they were unable to correct this water problem.
哦，所以主耶稣说：“你们像温水不冷不热啊！”这是主耶稣对他们很失望的一个表达。
And so Jesus was very sad and disappointed over their lukewarm state of faith.
啊，所以我们啊，求主耶稣怜悯我们。
And so we ask likewise Jesus to have for mercy on us.
啊，帮助我们能够坚持我们那起初的信心。
To help us to pursue that first love that we used to have in our faith.
啊，我们也常常看一下我们现在属灵的温度是几度。
We want to take a temperature of the level of our zeal right now toward God.
我们个人、我们家庭、我们整个教会、我们属灵的温度。是几度？
What is the temperature level of our fervor as for our faith individually, for our family, for the church?
主耶稣他知道，而且来指示他们，他们迫切需要的是什么。
So Jesus knew and has instructed them what they desperately needed.
我们请看启示录第三章十七节。
Let's look at Revelation chapter 3, verse 17.
十七节，你说我是富足，已经花了财，一样都不缺，却不知道你是那困苦、可怜、贫穷、瞎眼、赤身的。
Verse 17, you say, I am rich, I have acquired wealth, and do not need a thing. But you do not realize that you are wretched, pitiful, poor, blind, and naked.
这老底家教会他们是怎么来看自己？
So how do the members of Laodicea view themselves?
他们说他们是这个富足的，他们是不缺乏的。
They actually consider themselves rich and not lacking anything.
他们为什么会这样来看自己？
So why is it that they were viewing themselves this way?
这跟这个老底家这个地方也是有一个直接的关系。
And this has to do with the location of the city of Laodicea.
这老底家这个地区啊，是当时罗马帝国小亚细亚一带交通的必经啊，交通要道必经过的一个城市。
So this geographical location of Laodicea is actually at the critical crossroads of all the trade and traffic in Asia Minor.
所以那里就有很多的商业的交易。
So you know that there is a lot of trading and business.
那有生意的地方就会有银行。
And so if there is business, there are banks.
所以那边银行业很发达。
And so the banks and financial institutions were quite prosperous.
那不但这样子，那边也出产这个黑色的羊毛。
Not only that, they had a special product that they produced, which is black wool sheep. Black sheep wool.
那是非常好的，非常好的一种这个羊毛，一种质料。
It's a very luxurious and premium quality.
那这种最好的质料，当然他们也穿得起。
And even this, they were able to afford and wear.
这个有时候某个地方产的好东西啊，不是自己地方的人用啊，他们是要卖到外边来交换东西的。
For producers of products, a lot of times they don't produce these for self-consumption. They actually export it out for trade.
那他们自己有产这种羊毛，而且他们经济丰富。所以他们也可以自己来用。
So we can see how wealthy they were because when they produced these luxurious items, they were able to both export and also consume themselves.
那这个城市啊，他们的这个医学也很发达。
And not only that, for the city Laodicea, they were also quite advanced medically wise.
以我们今天来讲，就是他们有医，在他们这个城市里头，他们有医学院。
And so, for example, in our terms of today, they might have a
medical school
or study research school.
那他们最出名的就是他们所出产的眼药。
And so they have a very famous product as well. It's a salve for their eyes.
所以为什么这个老底家教会他们会这样来看自己，说他们是富足的，他们一点都不缺。
And that's why the members of Laodicea felt that they were wealthy. They didn't need anything. They lacked nothing.
因为他们住在一个商业发达、银行业发达的地方。
Because they live in a very prosperous, financially sound city.
他们住在一个医学发达的地方。
They lived in a very innovative medical technology.
这种 city, 这个物质上的这种优势丰富，其实也不是一件罪恶的事情。
There's nothing evil with all this abundant things in the world.
那可惜的是，这些物质上的好的条件丰富，成为了他们灵性上的一个盲点。
But all these wonderful living conditions actually became their stumbling block.
穿着漂亮的衣服，却没有里头那个属灵的火。
Although they dressed in fine garments, they have no fire within their hearts.
虽然拥有很多，但是却没有拥有，却不拥有祷告的力量。
Although they had a lot, they lacked the strength in prayer.
虽然很有名气，但是却没有神的能力。
And though they were quite famous, they lacked the power of God.
在这个商业都市里头，人人在处理事情都很聪明，很有手腕。
So in this business society, they were all really wise in their dealings, business dealings.
但是在传福音的事情上面却没有作为。
But they had no, nothing to be shown for their work of evangelism.
主耶稣是希望是愿意我们在他面前是富足的。
Jesus would very much like us to become rich in his sight.
他在物质上祝福我们，他更要在灵性上来祝福我们。
He not only blessed us materially, but he would like to bless us spiritually.
所以主耶稣对这一个可怜的富足教会，他就指示他们。
And so Jesus said to instructed this pitiful rich church.
我们请看启示录三章十八节。
At Revelation 3 verse 18.
十八节，我劝你向我买火炼的金子，叫你富足；又买白衣穿上，叫你赤身的羞耻不露出来；又买眼药擦你的眼睛，使你能看见。
Revelation 3:18. I counsel you to buy from me gold refined in fire, so you can become rich, and white clothes to wear, so you can cover your shameful nakedness, and salve to put on your eyes, so you can see.
我们可以看到主耶稣的怜悯，主耶稣的爱。
We can see the mercy and the love of the Lord.
他们在物质上有好的条件，也是蒙福的。
Yes, they were really blessed to have rich material possessions.
但是主耶稣不希望他们因为这些物质上的富足，结果让他们在灵性上却成为贫穷。
But Jesus didn't want their spiritual lives to be impoverished because of their rich possessions.
在我们的生活当中，我们也常常提到说，我们也要双赢 ，win-win。
We want to have a win-win situation in our lives.
不但我们想这样子，主耶稣也是要祝福我们这样子。
And Jesus would also like us very much to enjoy a win-win situation.
所以主耶稣不是咒诅那个城市。
And so Jesus was not cursing the city.
主耶稣是来指示这些弟兄姐妹，他们如何在主耶稣的面前也是富足的。
Jesus was counseling these members how they can become rich toward God.
主耶稣不希望他们在神面前是无知的。
Jesus would not want them to become fools in front of God.
所以在这里，主耶稣根据他们的需要，主耶稣指示他们三件事情。
And so in accordance with their needs, Jesus gave them this counsel. The three things they must do.
在这个银行业发达的都市里头，一定也有很多的黄金。
And so in this prosperous banking city, there must be a lot of gold.
所以主耶稣告诉他们说，你们要向我买火炼的金子。
So then Jesus said to them, to buy from Jesus the gold refined in fire.
主耶稣他不但看到现在，他也看到我们的将来。
Lord Jesus not only views what we are now and present, but also views our future.
在这样一个条件很好的都市里头，他们过着很安定的生活。
In this wonderful city, they lived a very stable life.
但是主耶稣可以事先的看到，在他们的信仰上，他们将要受到试炼。
But Jesus knew that they were headed for tribulation ahead.
那在试炼当中，我们要能够要能够忍耐，要能够坚持我们的信仰。
And so during tribulation, we have to be able to persevere and endure.
所以他们需要有那个经得起考验的信心。
And so they must have faith that is able to withstand this tribulation.
在试炼还没有来到之前，主耶稣就要他们做准备。
And so before this tribulation even occurred, Jesus has asked them to get ready.
所以主耶稣说，你们要向我买火炼的金子。
And so Jesus counseled them to buy from me gold refined in fire.
不要只是享受于目前的这一个这么美好的生活。
Don't just enjoy the wonderful environment you're living in right now.
主耶稣要他们开始建立自己，训练自己。
Jesus wanted them to start training themselves.
信心 一个层面从神来的。
Faith is in one aspect from God.
信心另外一个层面也是我们自己要不断的去追求去栽培的。
But faith is something that we also need to pursue and nurture for it to grow.
神是一个非常有计划非常有秩序的神。
God is someone who makes wonderful plans and has his strategies and things he wants fulfilled.
所以他都给我们时间来做准备。
And so he has given us time to prepare in order to meet his plans.
主耶稣知道试炼将要临到那个世代的基督徒。
Jesus knew that the tribulations were about to come to the Christians of that age.
所以主耶稣告诉他们说，你们要向我买火炼的金子。
So Jesus tells them to buy from me gold refined in fire.
你们要在信仰上要来操练自己。
You must train yourself in faith.
主耶稣又告诉他们说，你们要这个买向我买白衣穿上。
Jesus also counseled them. Second thing is to buy white clothes to wear.
是的，你们现在所身上所穿的是那非常好的质料、非常高贵的黑色的羊毛。
Yes, even though you're wearing the finest black sheep wool on your bodies right now.
但是更要紧的，你们要向主耶稣要向主耶稣来买白衣。
But you need to purchase the white robe from Jesus Christ.
就是借着信心而有的生活当中的义行。
These are the righteousness that is by the virtuous right acts of righteousness in the lives.
在平安顺利当中要有这个美好的行为。
Even during times of peace and prosperity to have virtuous righteous deeds during in your life.
有时候平安顺利当中会让人松懈了。
So during times of peace, many people will backslide.
主耶稣还是在为他们的将来来做准备，来做着想。
But Jesus is thinking ahead and urging them to wake up and to prepare for the future.
在困难的环境里头，有时候也会让我们没有办法持守我们的纯正。
Because during the tribulations, it's very hard to persevere in our faith.
所以当逼迫很大的时候
，And so when the persecution becomes too great,
当时的基督徒他们有些人把信仰跟生活把它分开了。
Some of the Christians at that time actually separated their faith from their daily lives.
生活是一回事，信仰是一回事。
That their daily living is one matter and religion is another matter.
为什么会这样子来分开
？Why did they separate it like this?
很简单讲，就是为了求生存。
Because for survival.
我这在生活，我为了生活，所以我妥协。
For the sake of living, I will compromise.
我只是为了生存，在社会上，我暂时做这样的妥协。
So in order to survive in this society, I'll make a temporary compromise on my faith.
看起来好像人可以生存了。
And it seems like, yes, you're able to continue to survive this way.
但是主耶稣要我们的不是这个样子。
But this is not what Jesus wants us to do.
主耶稣要我们的是，无论在任何的境况之下，我们还是一个他所喜悦的儿女，一个真正的基督徒。
Jesus wants us to be true Christians, His children, that is undefiled, whether in peace, prosperity, or in tribulation.
所以第一个主耶稣要建立的是他们的信心。
And so the first thing that Jesus wants to build is their faith.
有了信心，才可以进一步的来要求，无论在任何的境况之下，我仍然做基督徒应该做的事情。
Only with a strong faith can it endure all the trials that they will face.
这个就是在神面前的富足。
And that becomes richness toward God.
那为什么能够在困难的环境里头不妥协
？And so how can they not compromise under difficult circumstances?
就是真的能够看见。
For them to really be able to see.
能够看见那个属灵的价值。
To be able to see with the spiritual kingdom.
能够看见那个永恒的宝贵。
The enduring value that is never everlasting.
所以 老底嘉这个地区医学很发达，他们最有名的就是他们的眼药。
So even though in the city of Laodicea, they were very famous for their eye medicine.
哦，但是主耶稣要他们有更进一个层面的看见。
But Jesus wanted them to be able to see beyond this.
所以主耶稣说，你们要向我买眼药，擦你们的眼睛，使你们能够看见。
So Jesus counseled them to buy from me salve for your eyes so you can see.
哦，真正的进入真理里头。
To really go into the depths of truth. 哦，
让我们有一个明亮的这个属灵的眼睛。
So that we can have spiritual eyes to see beyond. 哦，
请看启示录三章十九节。
Let's look at Revelation 3 verse 19.
十九节，凡我所疼爱的，我就责备管教。所以你要发这个心，也要悔改。
Those whom I love, I rebuke and discipline. So be earnest and repent.
啊，主耶稣总是给人机会的。
Jesus always gives us opportunities.
啊，虽然他们当时的情况是好像那种老底家的那个地区的温水，喝了是会让人呕吐的。
And though the fit condition of their faith was like the lukewarm water. That people would have to spit out.
啊，但是主耶稣说，你们要发起这心，也要悔改。
But Jesus encouraged them that they have to repent and start to be zealous and earnestly again.
啊，早上的祷告会，我们说我们要做这种叩门的祷告。
This morning's prayer, we talked about knocking at the prayers.
那在这里，主耶稣说他是站在门外叩门。
Here Jesus says, "I'm standing outside the door, knocking in."
哦，这是充满爱的叩门。
And this is the knocking from love.
啊，主耶稣对我们并没有什么所求。
There's nothing that Jesus expects us from.
啊，他是供应我们的。
Other than to give us everything that he has.
那他为什么要叩门呢？
And so why does he knock at our door?
啊，他爱我们。
Because he loves us.
他希望我们在神的面前也是富足的。
He really wishes that we become rich in his sight.
啊，我们这种叩门的祷告啊，是持续的、不断的。
Our prayers of knocking needs to be persistent and continuous.
啊，主耶稣对我们的叩门也是这个样子。
And that is the same, likewise, with the knocking that Jesus has on our door.
不是那种推销员的叩门。
It's not a knock from. Knocks from a salesperson.
哦，推销员的叩门，敲几下，没有人应门，就走到别家去了。
If a salesperson knocks several times and there is no answer, they'll go away.
啊，因为推销员跟我们之间没有爱。
Because there's no love between a salesperson and us.
所以他不会持续的叩门。
So they will not continue knocking.
主耶稣跟我们之间是有爱。
But Jesus has love between us.
哦，所以他持续的。在叩我们的门。
So he'll continue to gently knock at our doors.
啊，不是为了他自己的益处，是为了我们的益处。
Not for his benefit, but totally for our benefit.
啊，他要进入我们的内心，进入我们的生活里头。
He wants to come into our hearts and come into our lives.
啊，所以我们打开我们的门来迎接主耶稣。
So, let us open wide our doors to receive him into our heart.
我们跟主耶稣团契。来享有他的永恒。
Let us have fellowship with our Lord Jesus so that we can have eternal life with him.
啊，迎接主耶稣进入我们的生命里头。
Let's receive Jesus into our lives.
啊，我们就会体验到从前跟现在是不一样的。
And so we'll really experience something that's truly different now than what it was before.
请看约翰福音第九章。
Let's look at John chapter 9.
约翰福音九章二十五节
John chapter 9 verse 25
二十五节他说他是个罪人不是我不知道有一件事情我知道从前我是瞎眼的如今看见了
He replied whether he is sinner or not I do not know One thing I do know I was blind but now I see
啊，从前我是瞎眼的如今我看见了
I once was blind but now I see
这个就是打开我们的门，迎接主耶稣，我们一定会有的体验。
This is a direct experience of us when we open our hearts wide to Jesus Christ.
过去我是富足的。
Although in the past I was rich,
今天我是更加的富足了。
And now I have become even richer.
因为今天我也拥有了在神面前的富足。
Because now I have truly gained the richness in front of God.
这个才是永远的赏赐。
And this is what will earn us everlasting reward in heaven.
只要我们愿意打开我们的门，我们就能够成为一个得胜的基督徒。
Only if we open wide our hearts can we really become victorious Christians.
主耶稣不要我们做一个可怜的富有的基督徒。
Jesus doesn't want us to be a pitiful Christian, rich Christian.
Poor rich Christian.
Poor rich Christian.
主耶稣也不要我们成为一个可怜的富有的教会。
Jesus doesn't want us to become a poor rich church.
一起默祷。
Please pray in silence.
阿门。